Now, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi.
To another edition of the
D-Squad.
This is your host with the most, the Ox, Mr. Osai. And live in person in the studio, who else we got?
We got Rick the Richter.
And I'm just Craig. Can I just be our Big Craig? I'm Big Craig.
You can be big, you can be small.
Yeah. Big, I'm Big Craig.
And on
I'm compensating.
Our lovely Discord server, we have
Lisa with a Z. Oh, what up, see? Isn't Discord nice? Isn't Discord, come on, Discord, sponsor us.
Yeah, if you say so. I've never used it, never tried it.
It's
so
shit. It's, are you kidding me?
It's great. I think it's lovely.
Me and Discord get along very well.
Very well. We love very Discord. Well. Big
anyway,
Discord fans.
Real quickly. Mm-hmm. Right fast. Mm-hmm. I forgot what I was going to say.
Exactly.
Okay. There was something. Oh, yes.
I don't got my topics, by the way. My topics are on my phone.
Oh, bitch, what?
Hi.
So that's checking. Who, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. have had that PNC?
Back the fuck up right now, boy. Oh my God, I got a sack full of nut and bad decisions.
That's
she,
the
button. Oh, wait, can she hear the button?
I don't know. You know what? She can't hear it because you're not in the studio, Lisa.
Oh, you're not. You can't hear the button.
Yeah, it doesn't play out loud. It only plays through the headphones.
Discord can only do so much.
Oh, Lisa got.
Oh, she did? Oh,
well,
she did.
You know what? Happy birthday to you, Lisa. That's what. Oh, was that?
Hold on. Did you get birthday dick?
She got birthday. She got birthday dick 3 days early. Oh my bad.
Oh, hold. Listen. Here's the wah wah button. Hit the wah wah button. You get the womp womp button for that. Oh,
No, I mean, she doesn't. Actually,
no, she doesn't. It's
that's
okay.
A joke. Because we're all in here hand banging it anyway.
Hand banging
it.
Bro, I fuck my hand. It is terrible.
I'm 2 days well, backed up. Let me
not
two
say we're all up? In here.
2 days backed up. I haven't had time. Man.
No hentai? No nothing?
No hentai, no nothing. I'm 2 days backed up.
Why are you so wide, bro?
I am.
What'd you say, Lisa?
I'm busy. No, that's the problem. I'm not getting any sleep. I'm working, and if I'm not working, I'm at the gym. If I'm not at the
that's
gym,
not good,
I'm
bro.
Working.
That's not healthy. That's not sustainable.
Take a rest day, bro. You've been training hard.
What's a rest day?
Man, what a fucking, you can't be walking around with a sack full of bad decisions.
Two sacks.
Well, yeah.
Two sacks.
I'm on it
with them, y'all. This week has been a rough.
Was it rough for everybody, dog? Because this week was fucking terrible.
I mean, I have a girl, and you know, but it's been rough.
2 days loaded up.
This week
man.
Was terrible.
Don't get you started about what, Lisa?
I got my car towed today, guys.
Oh wow.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yes. You are not having a good time. I'm sorry.
Maybe the tow truck driver did not have his PNC.
He did not.
You should have offered.
Driver.
Yeah, there you go.
Should have banged the tow truck driver.
Everything all right with your car?
You're right. I
want to
save $170.
Oh my God! Listen. I have.
Did you just park in the wrong spot? Is that what happened?
Yep.
You know what? No, I didn't. And that was the thing. Like I parked. It's very technical here. Like you have your visitor spots that
they can spray paint these nuts in their mouth.
Oh, boy.
So you parked in the wrong spot.
Tow truck drivers are fucking predators, man. Hold on, is this your house?
You need to walk with your own can of spray paint.
Oh, you're in Wesley Chapel. Wow. I got friends over there. I try not to go to Tampa ever. Like, my first time ever going to visit
Craig
Tampa.
Craig got kicked out of his first nudist academy up there.
No. The first time I got there, like, the first thing that greeted me was the world's second largest Confederate flag. So, fuck Tampa. Tampa is garbage.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That was the first thing that I got to see, bro. I was whack as fuck.
Don't live in Tampa.
Not a very black-friendly area. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. They do not like the coloreds out there, man. Mm. Definitely not. Oh, shit.
That's where I'm going to unload my PNC. I'm just going to impregnate like a whole bunch of like white.
Listen, that's what did I tell you? That is 40 acres and a mule.
That's right.
That's your 40 acres and a mule, Craig?
Banging white women. That's what I mean. I'm bringing black dick. This is the real white genocide. We're out here doing some fuck shit.
Well, damn, homie. I mean,
God damn.
Look, everybody just got quiet. Like, oh, we do not want, this is going to end up on Tucker Carlson immediately.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Fuck you, Tucker Carlson, too.
Fuck you, man. Piece of shit. Fuck you in your bow tie.
All right. So so this week, ladies and gentlemen, we got some questions. So there's going to be another mansplaining episode.
Mansplaining.
And then, if we got time, hopefully we got time, because I've got to jump into this for like a good 20, 30 minutes at the end, because I watch Explained on Netflix.
Oh, I love Explained.
I love Explained, yes.
It's the best. And
we went back. I mean, went back to, was it season one or it's like early in season two?
Which one did you watch?
Oh, I have to rewatch Monogamy again.
Oh, Monogamy is a good one. That's a good one.
We're going to be talking about some Monogamy because I have some thoughts and stuff like that from that. So, but anyway, let's jump into the first.
Is there a manly sound on that board for mansplaining? I want a manly sound.
There is no manly sound. There's like, I mean.
Yes. No, that's perfect. That was perfect. That was perfect.
That was a terrible. Oh, but you know what? I want to start off with my first one because I made this revelation or this thought pattern. I was like, wow.
Oh, man.
So, especially this one. Oh, shit. Now, you know what? Both of you guys can handle this one.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
All right, what's up?
So, we all know about cuckolding, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
About the cuckolding?
Cuckolding.
Oh, got you.
You know, like.
Come on, I know you close.
Exactly, you know. Women who wear the space tattoos, they want to be like, fuck with it from a real man.
In yada, the circles yada, you travel like, in, I know you've dealt with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like your dude is not man enough. You know, the woman's like, your dude is not, her dude is not man enough, so she goes out and finds somebody else. And people get off of it. You know, the dude gets off of it, somebody else fucking their woman, blah, 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 blah,
There's
blah,
nothing
blah,
wrong
blah,
with that. Blah. I'm not going to shame the cuckolds.
Okay, no, we shame the cuckolds, but you know, like the whole idea behind it is like, you know, the cuckold is like, you know, the dude is a step down. Now,
according to society, it's bullshit, but.
But now you have cuck queens. And just the name alone says, like, holy shit, the fucking difference. So women who let their men fuck other women. And it's empowering. And the way it's displayed, like, in porn, it's like most of the women are empowering. I've only seen, like, one brief porn where the dude was, like, talking bad about his wife to the woman he was fucking around with. Uh-huh. But for the most part, the woman is there, and she's encouraging the other woman to fuck her wife. Oh, fuck her husband good and stuff like that, da-da-da-da-da. So I'm just talking about, like, it's funny how we have this very like patriarchal society of the men being blah, blah, blah. Yes. But yet, in this porn world, in this porn land, you have a cuckolding who's supposed to be below his woman, but the cuck queen actually is above her man.
I don't like that. I feel like that's loaded for some strange reason.
Rick is a deep thought.
Like, hold on, yeah, Rick, why don't you put words on this, man, because
I like this. Like,
this is your world.
How did this happen? Like,
I know for sure.
It's like, yo, how did that happen? Like,
I know Rick's got rented out to a white couple at least once or twice.
Whoa, I wouldn't call it renting out. I mean, they fed me and clothed me and bathed me.
God bless you. High five, bro. High five, my dude. My man's out here getting it, bro.
I would not say I was rented, kind sir.
Why are you sweating?
I am not for rent.
Why are you sweating?
That's why. It's hot.
I am not for rent. I am not for sale.
Anymore.
Like this booty
anymore.
Is on premium, dog.
No.
I feel you. Okay, no. My bad. I'm sorry. Assless, I'll take it back. I apologize.
The assless chaps with a tattooed price of $19.99. Long gone.
All right. But yeah, so what do you guys think about that?
I mean, and unfortunately, the way the world was built up, it was built up where men in society were considered to be more of a person than a woman.
Absolutely, I mean,
just going through laws and, you know, anything, like everything. Like, women weren't even allowed to vote at some point, but let alone, like, do so many other things. So that kind of just carries over because it's very hard to kill that kind of culture and that kind of, like, mindset. So to even imagine a man stepping down to let a better man do things to his significant other. Well, for me, my head hurts just thinking about it. There's no way in the world that will ever happen, like, ever. Like,
you wouldn't be able to watch your girl get smashed out?
Oh, hell no.
Really?
Hell, no. No.
Really? Not, no. Listen, I'm my only... No.
Rick is like, I'm not.
He's like, you are not having
I'm
sorry.
I must be alpha male.
So you couldn't just see some dude.
Yes, like, I would have to be alpha male. Like, there is no way in the world that I'm going to be comfortable with another dude coming into my crib, kicking my door down, coming into my crib and coming into my girl.
Yes,
but,
yes.
I'm like, hey, hold up, though.
But let's flip it. What if your girl was just like, all right, I want you to smash that female?
I feel that's like a that's like porn with like a threatening aura.
She's gotta do
like
it
she's just sitting there jerking off a strap on while she's watching.
Yeah, part of it. Like that. And so that's the thing. If my
that's a power move.
And you know, okay, so
it is. That's why it's called a cuck queen. That's what I'm saying. Like so, you know, the fact of the matter is, Rick does not want to be belittled and you know called less than a man.
Well, no, I have to explain something because I've even stated this about my relationship statuses. Like, and I understand that it's not equal,
mm-hmm.
but I don't care. That's just the way my brain operates based on how
I understand that.
If I'm in a relationship with a woman,
mm-hmm.
I am 100% okay with having another woman come into
but
the bedroom.
But no other dudes.
But no other dude. And to be honest, but that shouldn't even come as a shock. Because we as society make women the sexual objects that they are. When somebody says sex sells, they're not talking about having a dude go out in his fucking Speedo. When they say sex sells, you got Hooters, you got Twin Peaks, you got, there's so many different, like, even.
That's very true. I don't
like that one. Yeah, if you think about it, there are a lot of things.
It's not that sex sells, even when you go women sell.
Banner, you even like see like a billboard banner on the highway saying, your wife is hot, better get your AC fixed. Literally sexualizing another person's wife. Like,
for the purpose of selling
society,
AC units?
Yes. Our society and our culture put females on a sexual pedestal for like as an icon. So when you think about sex, you think about the female. So when I picture another woman coming into the bedroom with us, to me, I'm not doing anything emotional with them. I'm just doing something physical with them.
Right.
They are another they're another sexual piece to enter the bedroom with. They're no different than the flogger or the fucking belts you have.
So, but all right, so that's the woman.
But the man is not sexualized. The man is not sexualized in our culture as much as women. So
I guess we're going to flip it around. We're going to talk about the whole monogamy thing.
We're really going to get into that right now.
So you know, that being said, like for another man to come in, I'm like, whoa, this is different.
But what makes it different?
Because I don't see a man as a sexual object or a sexual addition
to foreplay. Maybe you need to readdress that. Why don't you see men as sexual objects?
I don't see them as... I don't see...
Hold on. I mean, here's what we're going to do this for Rick. We're going to have Industry Baby playing on like a loop.
Well, no,
we're
just
going to make you watch that for like a 24-hour period.
Because he's been supposedly the most sexual free on here. And the guy who's willing to definitely play with his ass and do a lot of other shit.
Listen.
A lot of booty play.
I've had sex with other men in the bed.
No, but it sounds like Craig is actually more open to that than like... And he's a dude who already saw his butthole like 2 weeks ago. And Rick, who's been like freebasing his asshole for like the last 10 years.
This man's like, listen, I can pick my asshole out of a lineup right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. You know,
it's got a freckle right there.
I'm not saying like a dude has to insert his penis into your asshole. Like, but, you know.
I will say this also, this does not make me any better than any dude out there. I'm like this because I've had a very, very special experience in my life. And that is, I lost complete access to my dick for a year and a half. Like, there was no dick. No dick. When you have congestive heart failure, you fill up with water and
makes more sense because in my head I thought you like cryo frozen or some shit. No. I'm like, what the fuck type of shit we got? Kind of Walt Disney type shit we got going on here, man.
Yeah, no, everything swells the fuck up when you have congestive heart failure, and because I was already a very big guy,
okay,
I filled up with like 40 or 50 pounds of water in my midsection, and my balls pretty much swallowed up my dick. So I didn't have any dick for about a year. Like, pretty much I had just retired the fact that I was never, ever going to have sex again.
That's interesting.
And I had to figure out who I was as a person without my dick.
Ooh.
And that's very weird to have happen to you when you're a 30-year-old man.
Oh, it's like those old guys who have those sugar babies. But
yes.
Like so, another dude, bang them.
It's just like,
that's a similar thing as cuckolding.
Exactly. Like, and that's why, for me personally, it was just like, when I was at my sickest, I was like, these are the times, like, I would love to have somebody who's here with me,
mm-hmm.
but it's just like, I can't give her the dick that she wants because I don't got the dick that she needs. But it's just like, if she goes out and she fucks some dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she comes home and still loves me,
mm-hmm.
what the fuck do I care?
Nah, hold on one sec.
Look at that, this is a special perspective.
You said that before. Yeah. I understand that.
Uh-huh.
Osai.
What up? Mm-hmm.
Would you be comfortable with another
Could
dude coming in.
Could you not be the alpha? Could you step back and be the beta?
Step back and be a beta and let another dude be the alpha to someone that to your significant
other. I think that's actually lower than a beta. That's a kappa.
That's two different things, right?
Okay.
One, if you step back and let your woman. Sex doesn't have to do with alpha status or beta status.
Okay.
In my
I just like saying those words because it's hilarious.
I know it is. It's like it really does. It touches on people's nerves like
it's like you beta bitch. bitch. It's, you gotta, it punches you in the chest.
It is a thing.
So one of the things I definitely said, as far as it goes for me, no, mm-hmm. this is for me. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to know. But like, if we're together and we're going well, and mm-hmm. you have a girls' weekend or some blah 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 blah, whatever. If we're having a fight, an argument, we're just not getting along for a little while, and some shit happens. Mm-hmm. You go out there and you fuck some other dude or whatever, whatever. But you're still coming back to me. You come on, like if it happens once. Or, right. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you out there, get something or whatever, come back or whatever.
Yeah, I wonder if Lisa's got to say that next time.
Hold on. Hold on. Yeah, I mean, like I said, cheating.
Yeah, yeah,
what we talked about.
We're
okay. No. So, like, all right.
Good job, right. Lisa. Good job. Keep him on topic.
Okay, good. All right. All right, thank you. So, yes, all right, bringing it back. So, yes, she is right. And what she says, like, can I be in the room watching my girl get banged by somebody else, mm-hmm. another dude? No.
Really?
I cannot.
Can't, man.
Am I by myself?
In this room? Yes.
You're entitled to your thoughts and your opinion.
That doesn't make me any better. It's no, just no. Literally I have a different perspective.
I mean, no.
Well, Craig is. I will support that. Fuck it. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Wait. You're a female. You're a girl. I mean,
yeah. Hold on. Lisa, would you?
Mm-hmm.
I would not mind. You wouldn't mind? Would you sit there and stroke your strap on? Would you sit there and like stroke your strap on in the corner while you're smoking a cigar? Like, yes, yeah, get that. That's such a visual, isn't it?
Should be smoking a joint and be like, yeah.
She enjoys mm-hmm. watching straight debauchery. Yeah. Lovely.
I mean, that's why we all go to porn anyways. It's for the thought of pleasure. So, I mean, even if it's live in front of you, you're still going to have that arousal at the end of the day. It's going to be hard to not sit in the same room. Unless you're really tying it into emotions, not just having a good night, you know? And I would try it.
My thoughts are just like, I really just don't want to know.
You just don't want to know, huh?
I just don't want to know.
Is it an ego thing or is it like what is it? Let's deep dive into that.
I mean, it could be. I'm sure it definitely has some stuff to do with mm-hmm. the ego. And I think for the main thing is, one, I was talking about like the whole guilt thing. If you feel mm-hmm. guilty about some shit or whatever, mm-hmm. keep that shit to yourself. Don't bring your guilt.
I'm down for that. I agree with that.
No, but as far as I guess the simple fact of the matter, like if still like I know what I'm good at, I know what I'm mm-hmm. bad at. I know like I'm probably not always gonna be on with sex. I'm probably not gonna be smashing her the best every day or whatever. It's just seeing somebody else give her pleasure, like me watching another dude give her pleasure. I'm just like,
but it's like it's
it
like,
kind of hits that ego. It does. It hits that ego on the deepest level of like, you know, like you could cover over a lot of stuff, but there's still some things that are just like, mm-hmm. you know. And I practice a lot like to be as egoless as possible.
Right, but there's still some sections that you know you can't really.
Oh yeah, there's still a baseline.
Right.
No, it's not even. No, it's not morals. It's not morals.
I think it's all primal ego. That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know yeah. It's like it's literally it's that primal ego.
I understand
there's
it.
Only,
I,
yeah. There's only so much ego.
Yeah, that you can put away before you're just like whoa.
And I feel like
you got to have some. Yeah. I think you got to have some sense of ego, which
yeah,
and people have it in different ways. Like Craig has it in a different area, I'm sure, than what you know Rick and I are talking about.
Right. Like when, like if
I probably do. I just haven't discovered it yet.
Yeah. Like here's the thing: if I go out, like so, if I'm sparring or whatever, mm-hmm. like going to a fight, my ego is gone.
Yeah,
there's no ego there,
which is a good thing.
I'm not fucking.
It's a trying, very good
like,
yeah, thing.
I'm not trying to fucking like break nobody's neck in a fucking like we're just rolling around sparring and shit. Yeah. But, like you trying to smash my girl, I got my fucking ego up. Like hold the fuck on, man. Like,
it is. It's.
I'm sorry.
But you know what? Too. This is the other thing, yo. Dude shook. He shook the hand of the guy who smashed his baby's mom.
That happened to me too.
Correct. Yeah,
that was cool.
I was able to put my ego away.
Yeah.
I was able to put my ego away because, again, he didn't know she was taken. Mm. I can't. And for me, I was
if he would have known, you would have fucking rocked his shit.
That would have been the rule. That would have been the rule. But
you would have fucking rocked him right in the fucking spot.
Here's the thing. I am aware that when someone cheats in a relationship, mm-hmm. you should not be mad ever at the person that they cheated with. Ever.
Exactly.
Ever.
Doesn't matter if they know or not.
However, if you do it to me, I am going through an emotional spiral. So even if you didn't know, you're safe. If you did know, then you played a part in my emotional spiral and therefore you have to take some type of payment. And your payment when being a part of my emotional spiral is these hands.
You guys getting rocked.
Now, see, I'm different in that sense. Like, that, I would not have a problem. I mean, I wouldn't be getting on hands. I'll be pissed off at the person. But the dude, I don't care if they knew or not. Like, my thing is just like, if part of it, too, I blame it on myself. So I was like, man, if my game was on point, I would either hear about it, know about it, or detect the scenario beforehand. So I'll take that as an L for me. You know, if you got your shit together with your relationship, nobody should be able to walk up in there unless you guys have the understanding before.
Now, hold up. Now, Rick, earlier you were talking about like culturally how we view women. Now, mind you, that is absolutely correct. But as we continue to move forward as a society, wouldn't it be best for us to go ahead and begin the evolutionary process where we just go, you know, men can be sexualized as well. And it's just like, if she goes and she fucks that dude, it's just like, yeah, he's fucking her, but like, that dude is my sex toy. It's just like, hey, the pressure that you're going to give her,
I mean, that,
I'm the one who's going to benefit from it.
Do we have one?
That's not the applause button. Thank you. Thank you.
And you know what? And guess what?
Sexualize the dude. It's like, that's that. You listen, giving her pleasure. Here's what's going to happen. She's going to leave your hotel room where the must of her perfume is left for you. And she's going to come home to me. And she's going to make me dinner. And she's going to take care of my kids. And she's going to be happy and all well while you sit in a puddle of
you. She's going to come back to your crib with roast beef pussy lips. Bro, hold on, man.
A vinegar bath is going to take care of that.
Some people are all about, I was going to ask
a
that.
A nice, like, hot vinegar bath.
Are you the type to be like, you know what? I'm going to take this pussy back. It's actually mine.
Yeah. It's my pussy. Like, what the fuck?
So you're going to smash it, like, right after, be like, all right, you're back
here. I'm going to watch. Hold on. She's going to take a shower first. I'm not a complete monster.
Man. I've heard of dudes that, like, eat the dude's semen out of her pussy.
Felching? Felching? Nah, bro.
There's guys.
No, listen, bro.
Part of the reason, you know, like, the human anatomy, one, we have, like, for our size, like, animal size, we have one of the largest penises.
I don't.
Our body size.
Fucking bullshit. Jesus. I got robbed.
And the debate is still going on. Like, people don't understand, like, the shape of our penises. Because the male penis, a human male penis, is uniquely shaped compared to almost every other animal out there.
I guess and they believe. I've never thought about that, but it actually is.
Yeah, because it's got that, you've got a head, basically.
Unless you're uncircumcised, you got that fucking dog dork.
It doesn't matter. You still got a dog dork, but when you get hard, the head still pops out. And supposedly, on the backstroke, you're supposed to be like, create a suction or a vacuum. You're supposed to be pulling other dude's semen out.
All right, you know what? Hold up.
Hey. Taking the fucking headset off.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Are you fucking kidding me? The fuck did he just say?
Hold on.
I had to roll for damage on that.
Hold on. What did you say, Lisa?
I said the uncircumcised penis need love too.
By everyone else. Your shit's got, you got that fleshy turtleneck. Fuck out of here with that shit. Go get your shit cut. Get
Rick,
a fade, my nigga.
Yeah, right, Rick. Said
the
that is a theory.
The structural
that was a theory. That is a theory.
Of my dick.
It's to pull the semen out.
Bro.
Look at this.
Bro.
My dog Rick is hurt right now.
Theory. Like, my man already finished the race. I'm over here trying to pull him back behind the finish line.
Exactly.
Like, hold the fuck up. Oh. Like, that's legit. Like, oh, homeboy just finished the race. Let me get in there and bring him back past the finish line. Hey.
Bro, you got...
Wait.
That's not your egg. That's my egg.
But hold on. I mean, that's the...
You got
so let's go back into anatomy. We used to think it was like that. Like, you know, once a dude drops a seed, it's like a straight race. They're just like going.
Yeah, it's way more complicated than that.
It's way more complicated because they kind of hang out in like little pockets.
They do.
Around
you pull out. You got
yes. What I was saying wasn't a scientifically accurate, but it was more of a metaphor. It was more of a, you know.
But that is a theory of why the human penis is shaped like that.
You know those old school like Pioneer guns with like the flared like shotgun nozzle.
Yeah,
that's what all circumcised penises are to me now. Just fucking blunderbusses. Just vile. I hate what you just told me. It's in my brain now,
bro. You know your cousin was uncircumcised up until like his like almost till he's 20.
Who?
My brother.
Really?
Your cousin, yes.
Oh, I'm gonna make fun of his ass now.
God damn. Don't do that.
make fun of another man's penis?
Yeah, that's wrong. That's exactly. Wrong.
And your family at that point.
Listen, I like...
I'm polite.
Is it?
It's impolite.
Wait, how many of you?
Me and my brother, we hype each other up with our penises.
You hype each other?
Oh yeah.
Do you guys do the lightsaber trick?
No. It's not like that. It's too close. It's more like
Well, hey man, nice dick, bro.
No, not that.
Bro, you looking a little fleshy this morning.
It's not like
you looking
that.
A little fleshy. It's not want to like slap that. It around a little bit.
It's damn. How the fuck do I even explain this?
I wish your brother was here right now.
Yo, why is he not on a podcast? Why is he not on a podcast?
Yo, your brother is hilarious.
So it's not like
we straight up need him on a podcast.
It's not like we're looking at each other's dick or anything like that. Sure. It's more like
you never just go, hey man, it's more nice like dick, bro.
We have
a mutual dick agreement.
We have enjoyed ourselves with other women that are all in the same circle.
And what they
so because of that, we have been topic of conversation.
That's
In a positive light.
Okay, so it's like that.
So it's like when that info gets back to me,
getting positive dick Yelp reviews. Huh?
Yeah, we're getting positive dick Yelp reviews. So I'm like, yo, I know, my bro out there handling his shit.
Yeah, he's got a 4.3 dick star rating.
You know what I'm saying?
All right,
like you know, and then he'll he'll be like, yo, but Rick. I heard. And I'm like, you know, what can I...
It's like, all that last review wasn't so hot, bro. What happened?
But then I'm like, yo, Ram, gotta watch out, man. These girls over here talking about your dick size, man. You got man. He's like...
The sexualization of men.
He was like, see, man, this is why I don't bang the same girls in the same circle. It's cool, though. They're all fine with it. Relax.
Whores. You guys are whores.
That was a while ago.
Last week.
Yeah, exactly. Last week.
Last week. Both of you.
A while ago was last
week. Definitely get your brother in here.
So you know we
yeah, but you're absolutely
it's
right.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Me and my brother play for different teams, so we don't even have that conversation.
Oh, so yeah, they see him and his brother play for different teams.
You can still big up. You're like,
Wait, hold on. What are you saying, Lisa?
I said us women hype each other up too.
See,
okay, understand.
Like nice lips.
I know. Understand you guys hype each other up, but do you go to the level like if it was your sister and you guys are talking about like yo, that dude you were with yesterday was talking about how wet your snatch was the other night.
Wow, that is so graphic. Oh my god. Wow.
I'm just saying.
How do women talk to each other? We don't know. We have no idea.
Yeah, honestly. We have no idea how this happens.
No, they talk about their like ass and their tits and like their outfits and how sexy they look and things like that and probably what they would do to them like metaphorically. But I don't think they talk about, yo, right. Homeboy said he fell in love with your pussy last night.
Like, your pussy was popping.
But, all right. So, wait. I mean,
honestly, one time.
Right, but.
What?
All right,
holy
but.
Holy shit.
But, hold on. But like.
We're going to explore that one a little bit later.
So I told her that, and I was like, yo, I had that man.
Oh, you.
So mesmerized that man, thank God, bless America.
He nutted.
But.
And.
Right. But what I'm saying is just like what they're talking, what Rick was talking about is like how, because they fuck around some of the same girls. So they would talk about how big his brother's dick was, or they would tell,
Same thing with my homegirl.
Girls do that.
You guys smash the same dudes and you'll talk about like, so when the dude talks about, so that's what I'm saying. So
it's a true
so
thing.
What I said was not like, was not off. Fucking when I said like the dude, so the dude's telling you like, yo man, your girl's pussy was just so fucking wet.
That's what I'm saying, man.
You're cool with that? Like that's like something you guys do?
All I know is I've heard that I got a good head game, so.
Okay, well you've heard, but I'm talking about like the, what these girls are doing is talking about like, so these girls are talking to Rick, but he's hearing about his brother's dick. Like his brother's been like.
It's like, yeah, Rick's really dick's okay, but his brother's dick? What the fuck?
No, not like that. But like, you know, like, you know, since they run around the same circle of friends, you know, they're literally talking about like, yo, man, your brother's like fucking heavy or whatever. So you hear the same thing. Like you were like, I'm not talking about like, you're not talking about how your game is. You're hearing about how your homegirl's game is. Like this dude is telling you like, yo, man. Okay. I was just.
It'd be every. There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
That's cool. I mean, I've never had that happen.
It'd be like that, man.
Good. I have never, ever,
not a part of that
ever.
World.
Yeah, I'm not a part of that world. I've never had that happen.
Full disclaimer, this wasn't something that happened all the time, just so we're clear. But it was something that happened for, I want to say, like, probably like two, 3 months. Like 2-3 months. It was like a 2-3 months thing where me and him were both involved in the same circle of people in those 2-3 months. And word got around in those 2-3 months.
You know what? Both of you are absolutely right. You know, 2021, I'm going to change my mind. Big up each other's dicks. Hashtag big up your dicks.
But we're gonna call Lisa. We're gonna nickname it. We're gonna call her Stars and Stripes.
Stars and Stripes. Oh my God! Listen. I just have the picture of this dude just nutting. He's like, God bless America. Oh, that's hilarious.
He's like, end of the free.
God bless America. Was this a white guy? I knew
my man.
You know, it's like you're crazy. Like, no. He likes him. You know, he likes that extra that je ne sais quoi of like Latin women.
Je ne sais quoi.
The je ne sais quoi of Latin women.
How you even fucking?
She was pouring it all on him.
She was getting ready to leave. My dog was like, "I need to see your parents. I'm a huge fan of their work."
All right. So. Let's talk about monogamy, ladies and gentlemen.
We were just doing that. Hopefully,
we started to, but let's talk about let's really talk about monogamy. We were talking about fucking and talking about our game. We weren't talking about monogamy. I'm
talking about that boring ass shit that I don't know anything about.
God damn.
Oh, fucking.
Well, how?
No, man, that's not the snooze button. Thank you. I'll take that.
You guys, I don't know what these buttons do, so I'm gonna keep pressing random.
Keep pressing the button, bro.
Just fuck it.
You need button bracket.
Just fuck it.
That's how I found the button. I just kept pressing random buttons.
I just started pushing on it like a fucking a gas starter on a lawnmower.
Some guys still can't find the button.
Oh, that is. How do you not? Just
okay. Stop talking about the buttons. Let's talk about monogamy.
That's right.
Stop trying to deflect.
That's right.
Bring it back home here, homies.
All right, we're here. We're talking about monogamy. That biblical shit.
Talk about love and monogamy.
Talk about love.
Whoa!
Hold on. No. I mean,
three dudes in here right now. We got no balance.
Shut the fuck up.
All right,
fine. Let me explain. Thank you for jumping ahead. That's exactly what I was gonna talk about. That's exactly what I was gonna ask you about. Like, you know, but people believe like to have monogamy, you gotta be in love.
I don't think that works that way.
Whoa, you were forced into
monogamy. Back in the day, right now.
Yeah, we just breaking motherfuckers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like baby elephant.
Yeah, arranged marriages.
But I say arranged marriages from like royalties is the only time I heard of forced.
They're still doing that.
And there was no monogamy there, I'll tell you that.
They're definitely still doing arranged marriages, like for sure.
Is that wrong?
Is it wrong? Very.
Why? No, that's a misnomer where you said that arranged marriages you have to be monogamous. There's been, and if you look back, there's tons of laws on the book, especially before religion got involved with this, but even after religion got involved with this, especially I think there's codes in Italy and stuff like that where you were allowed to, as long as you bared a male son for your husband, the woman was allowed to cheat. She was allowed to mess around.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she was allowed to keep a mister. She was allowed to keep a mister as well as the guy was be able to keep a mistress.
God damn Italians.
And they bear, like, I mean, I don't know if it's directly just Italians or something in Europe. I remember reading it just a while back, but like, they had different codes for it and different levels of society. Obviously, if you were serfs, it was a different story, but if you were like of the royalty class, stuff like that,
Doing arranged marriages in certain places, but like, at least, and they will fucking stone your ass for adultery. So that might be a more obscure setup.
Well, I think the whole thing about being adulterous, or the whole thing about like claiming and having the property, definitely from watching Explained. Mm-hmm. If you guys haven't watched it, Netflix, watch that.
I'm gonna check that shit. I have to rewatch because I haven't seen it in a few years.
Oh yeah, because they're talking about how like basically that whole thing came about like, you know, if you know, 90% of humans are as we are humans. 90% of the time we've been on this earth, we were very egalitarian. We didn't like really own anything. We're hunter gatherers. Everything was shared.
Yeah.
It wasn't until we started farming and owning property that it became a thing.
I don't know.
And then it became like mine. You can't touch mine. Whereas, in the series, they talked about a tribe. It's very funny. They talked about a tribe in Venezuela that said that when a woman's pregnant, whoever she has sex with while she's pregnant, those guys become the father. Like all you guys become the father. So. When a child is born, instead of like say like the real father died or passed away or whatever happened to him, mm-hmm. whatever, but you have this whole idea of the community raising this one child. You know, like they said, like if, in a tribe, if a child is crying, you don't like stand around and look, hey, where's his mother? Where's this little brat's mother? Let's pick me over here. This you? A kid, no. Anybody, the closest adult will pick it up and comfort that child because it is of the community. It is not of just one person. Mm. Or it's not just of two people.
I like that a lot.
I'm not mad at that.
That doesn't bother me. Before any of us make any assumptions, what are your feelings? What are your feelings? I'm about to get you in real trouble. Let's go.
Uh-oh. Oh!
Mm-hmm. You're going to get me in trouble.
You want to sneak him? Mm-hmm. Sneak
him. I have nothing to hide. Like, all these conversations I've had with Nicole like a million times.
That's the question.
Huh?
Expound.
Expound on monogamy?
On how you personally feel about it.
How I personally feel about monogamy. Mm-hmm. You know what? The funny thing about it was that I was not a big believer in mm-hmm. the whole thing of monogamy. And to certain parts of it, I'm still not. But I think it's a day-to-day thing. Like, not a day-to-day thing as far as, like,
is it as you
I'm going to do huh?
I'm sorry. Is it as you gather more knowledge and experience?
No, I just think, like, the choice of being monogamous is a daily choice. Mm-hmm. Because you can wake up and it's a daily choice. Like, you can choose to go out there and cheat or choose to go out there and not. I think it's the respect that you work out with your partner that mm-hmm. will that dictates that. Mm-hmm. So it's a daily work for me. And anybody who says it's not, those are the people who, like, I think end up cheating or, you know, like just let it go because it's not going to happen on its own. The same thing like loving somebody is not going to just stay there by itself. You have to literally work on it. So those are two aspects. Love is the feeling. The monogamy is the compact or the deal that you work out in those set of terms with your partner. So yeah, you have to sit down and work at it.
Might have to put in a little cuckolding, little cuckolding. No, no?
Little bit. No, Craig.
Oh, okay.
No. Good answer. I mean, maybe if I have congenital heart failure or, you know, something happens where I just can't use it anymore, then my thoughts would change.
Now, that's
different. My mind might change. Like, you know, or if it's just comes to the point where, like, I love this woman, I really want to be with this woman, but I just can't please her in that sense, would I step back and be like, all right. I mean, I don't think I could still be in a room.
I couldn't be in a room.
But, you know, if it happens, it happens. I mean, like I said, my thing about it is just, like, I don't expect it to not happen as far as it goes. And, you know,
I
like
certainly
you could talk about my past relationship, stuff like that. Like, I remember, like, coming up, like, as a, you know, in my early 20s, stuff like that, people were like, oh, did you ever have a girl cheat on you? If, hell no, no girl ever cheated on me, man, dude, whatever. I hit like 28, and it's like that enlightenment. It's like Jesus came down and said, let me take that ego away from you, homie.
You don't need that. You don't need that.
Yeah, you don't need that. Let's be real about it.
Let me get that.
Let's just really take a look at what it's like. And, you know, for, like I said, for all the things that dudes think they can do, women can do it, and they can do it better. They recognize our patterns and our changes in patterns a lot better, and they know how to hide their patterns a lot better than we do. So, have I been cheated on? Probably. Have I been cheated on a lot? Probably a whole fucking lot. I had one that came up and told me, and that was, like, that pissed me off, and I remember putting my fist through a church window.
Mm-mm. Not a church?
Mm-mm. Yes, a church. Double glazed.
God damn.
It was.
Punching the house of the Lord.
Yep, it was closest. Mm-mm. God did it.
Look at him. Look at him.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. Satanist.
I know. That's just me. But that sense too, I think it was like, well, part of it was, actually, you know what? It wasn't the fact that she cheated because she told me after the fact, after we already broke up. It was back when, you know, the whole HIV AIDS thing. She was like, you need to go get tested.
Oh!
So like 6 months after. And I was like, that was the only time I actually threatened to kill somebody. Like,
you know, oh, no. Oh, that's like, totally different.
I was like, I will come down there and I will find you.
It's like, you gave me the...
To find him, so I will kill him, and then I'll come back and kill you. Mm. And then because she was like, you know, I was in Baltimore, she was in D.C., and I couldn't get down there because my car was broken, I had to punch a window. So that's a good thing.
That's
a stupid girl did that to me one time.
Oh, so you need to get tested?
Yo.
Yeah, that's happened to me a couple times.
Almost.
You had that a couple
times. But she was stupid.
A couple times.
No. She was stupid, though, because she caught it, got cured, and then caught it again from the same person.
Oh, my God.
I'm like,
wait,
bitch, what?
Ah, man.
What, she took Matt Johnson's blood?
No, not HIV. It was chlamydia.
Oh,
wow. So, yeah.
She caught chlamydia because her boyfriend cheated on her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she broke up with her man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. You get treated.
All right.
New test. You don't have it anymore. All right, you can start fucking with me now. Like, you're good. You're clean. You just took a fresh test. You ain't got shit. All right? You can start fucking with your boy.
Fuck out of
here. All right. Start fucking with your boy. Come back later. I got something I need to tell you. I was like, what is it? She's like, I gotta like see you in person. She was like messaging me. I was like,
That's never good.
You either pregnant?
At least she saw you in person.
I did not see her in person. I was like, you either pregnant or you got an STD. Which one is it? And she was like, I got chlamydia again, and you might need to get tested. And I was like, from the same dude? And she was like, yeah. I was like, why did that happen? Like, how dumb are you? And she was like, oh, well, I thought he went and got his cured, and he just never got his cured. I'm like, this man just going around slinging nasty dick.
Yeah, man.
I said, yo.
Just slinging around the tapioca.
Luckily, I was cool, but I was like I did not talk to that girl ever again. I was like, luckily, when I went and got tested, I was straight, and I was like, thank fucking God. I was like, yo, girl, go do something.
I remember how one girl accused me of cheating, and I went and got tested, and they were like, you don't have it.
Ooh, that's
the best. That sounds amazing.
I'm not gonna lie. Time, man. So she had it. He goes and gets tested. He doesn't have it.
Exactly.
So that just lets you know right there.
Exactly. So I'm like, yeah. Psych. Oh yeah, I never met you though. Yeah, homie.
Hey, Lisa, you ever had to deal with that?
Huh?
Lisa.
What?
You ever had to deal with that?
I've never done that.
Have you ever had to deal with that? I'm assuming you've never did.
I did. Mm-mm. That's how I found out that my ex was
You got the clap?
Oh, I thought you said Colombian at first. I didn't know where that was going. I thought she said with the Colombian.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. David?
And then that's how I found out. And then told him.
Shit be like that.
And of course, I snapped like crazy bitch. And then I got my, and then I got cured.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it. And I never spoke to him again.
Oh, you guys are good people, man.
So, I mean, just keep it rolling. Let's get a little deeper because we're going deep in the minutiae of it. This whole idea, like Lisa did say, like, you know, it's drummed into you, like, from early on. Like, why do you think this whole fairy tale of monogamy is around?
I mean,
or is it a fairy tale, or is it?
It was made to be in a fairy tale. It was made to be enticing. That's
It wasn't
made to be because, like, you know, like the whole like the whole like tale of like, let's take just any. I was gonna say Romeo and Juliet or Anthony and Cleopatra. They were in love. They were forbidden lovers. Blah, 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 blah. Nah, man. It was a power grab. They were from the two of the biggest empires, and they were like, you know what? My empire is going down, or they're turning on me, so I need your help. Let's fuck this up, and let's make an alliance. Because that's what it was before in the past. Marriages were about alliances.
Yeah.
You know, or as some people say, like in-laws.
I mean, marriages have always been like a business deal. It's just like, you know, that's what a dowry was. But, I mean, I'll mm-hmm. simplify it.
No. Now the dowry is what people, they flip that. The dowry is that wedding bill that you're paying for like $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 for like people to show up and eat your food and walk away and be like, yo, man, thanks for the memories,
get
homie.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
I'll see you at your divorce party in 3 years. Like, fuck.
Be like, we are gathered here again today. It's just like, bro, this is the fucking wedding speech. What is wrong with you? Don't be saying that shit. Bro.
Wow. I will say this. So I was about that life. I was about that life. Yeah, I'm never getting married. But then shit happens. And it wasn't so much love. It was just like, you know what? I do want to be with this person. I still don't think I need a piece of paper to do it.
Right.
Like I said, when I said I was married to BJ, like it wasn't about, we didn't go to the court or something like that. It was a thought pattern of like, I do want to be with this person. So let's just call it what it is. I'm going to be committed to you. We have our set of rules, what we're going to work out. And this is how we're just going to live by. Mm-hmm. Until that didn't happen anymore.
Listen, you get married, just keep it small. No $30,000, $40,000 weddings. You know, you
fucking chumps.
Nice backyard.
And
area.
By the way, diamonds are fucking garbage.
Me, I don't know. I just got to the point where I want to have that whole marriage license and all of that stuff. I would like to have a life partner.
So, you know? Is it a sense of control? This whole thing about marriage, is it like, I think it was a thing, like it became a control thing. Like once it stopped being more of a business arrangement, I think it became a thing of control between first religion and then government.
I mean, from.
For me, I think I just, it's always been pressured that if, like, the only way that I would be successful is if I was married, you know? Mm-hmm.
And you know what that's doing? You know what that's doing? That's reinforcing gender roles. That's Darwinism at its peak. That's Darwinism.
Ugh. Ugh.
No, I mean, there were some good, there were some bad. Like, just by but yeah, the whole thing and the whole idea concept of, like, you know, women have to marry, or guys have to marry, you have to have this happy household, whatever, whatever. It's just reinforcing the gender roles. Guys are aggressive and we're protective. Women are nurturing and caring.
Generalizations are just the worst. They're just the fucking worst.
I mean, yeah, generalizations are the worst, but, like, it was like... Wait, you just said you're never getting married.
I'm okay with not being married. And some people are not about that. They're not okay.
So if your assertive man comes into your life and says, we're getting married, and you're like, okay.
Or worse yet, somebody comes in who you feel as if you cannot live without, and they say, either we need to get married or I'm walking out the door.
You're going to do it?
I mean, I'm telling you right now, I walk out the fucking door. I always pick them.
It's either marriage or no marriage. And that's the thing. It's marriage or we can't be together. And that's what I don't want. I don't want that pressure of, like, the marriage is always going to be a sense of pressure. Everybody always says it. Everything's all great until you get married. You know, and then it's a whole...
Hey, it really don't sell that shit. Yeah, that shit don't sound.
And not everybody wants
that. That shit don't look like fun.
I'm cool with monogamy. If I want to be committed to one person, I'll be committed to one person. But the marriage, I'm personally not in the mindset of marriage level yet. I'll go to monogamy, no problem. I am open to love.
Are you open to polyamory?
I am.
Huh. Yeah, see? So I'll pause this for these two dudes. No, hold on, because this is a good thing, right? To the two guys in the room who said that they absolutely cannot see their woman getting gorilla fucked in the living room. You guys have already stated quite well that you do not want her fucking other dudes. But if marriage was the only if marriage was the true way in which you would
or monogamy.
Monogamy would be like, listen, I don't want you fucking anybody else. That's straight up monogamy. And I'm assuming that would only be for a special woman. Because I'm prior.
I'm gonna dig a hole for myself.
Oh right boy! Now. I'm not
now. When I dig this hole, mm-hmm. I don't want you guys to see me any different. I want you to understand we all have our flaws.
Record this.
No.
Let's go.
Don't record this, motherfucker. All right. As far as relationships go, mm-hmm. I'm fine with monogamy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm also okay with open relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm also okay with being polyamorous.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Only if the other person is a female. Again, I said, listen.
Hit the button. You're learning the buttons, man. High five, bro.
We all have our things. We all have our flaws.
Listen.
We all have our things that, you know, it's like, ah.
I meant to tell you both earlier, there is a thing. There is one. I'm not this free, open guy. There is one.
All right.
I cannot deal with other dudes' nut. I cannot. That's where I draw the line. Like, I was actually going to ask you, a couple podcasts ago. Have you ever been fucking and, the dude, he pulled out too fast or something and he sprayed you with that fucking lobster sauce?
Nah, I had to throw hands on somebody.
I had to throw hands. Can you imagine? Listen, the idea of you pulling some other dude's nut out of a
my no, guy, bro. I would have to throw hands,
bro. He just pulls out and you just get hit with the glizzy sauce.
That's,
bro,
that was a thing though. So there's a video. Just so we're clear, there's a video of that happening.
What? No,
yes, bro. It happens on.
Porn it was sets. In a bar.
No.
It was a strip club.
I'm sure it happens on porn sets and shit like that. Like all the fucking.
Yeah, you're on a. You're in a porno. It's kind of your fault now.
So there was a strip club, mm-hmm. and it was definitely not in the United States. I'm pretty sure you can't do this in the U.S. But in the strip club,
it depends on which alleyway in New York you are.
This guy was up against a pole, and while he was up against the pole, the stripper was giving him head. While the stripper was giving him head while he was on the pole, there was a guy behind the girl giving it to her doggy style.
Oh boy.
And the guy who was getting head came, and when he came, it shot past the stripper and landed all over the guy who was hitting it in the back, doggy style. But my dog never stopped.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
He kept going.
This is exactly what would happen. I'm telling you right now. I wouldn't even be mad. I would. It would happen.
I would be mad.
I'd be like, I'd catch them like right on my lip. And I'd be like, I'd be like, all right, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Excuse me. I'd go to my car and I'd pull out two samurai swords. Like, bro, meet me at dawn.
Dawn. I can't wait that long. I can't wait that long.
We are. Listen, my honor hasn't been in pit.
Ain't no dawn, homie.
Remixing.
We squaring up right now.
Bro, I have to kill you. I have to kill you. My ancestors demand your blood. You have nutted upon me, sir.
Your ancestors demand his blood, but all his predecessors on your face.
I would cry. Bro, like, but I'm telling you, like,
hey, so if anything, his predecessors got the first hit.
Bro, listen, I'm gonna look. One of these days, I'm gonna catch a news report. I'm gonna catch a news report of a young black man who just started swinging at a swingers club, just started hitting everybody, be like, oh yeah, Rick, he accidentally got nutted on, be like, it went crazy. Just started fucking people up.
I'm swinging.
Bruh. That's too much.
I mean, he thinks that, but like, you know what?
Think you and me swinging?
Bro, I would like to say that.
I'm swinging. Bro.
I would like to say that.
That's my limit.
But you just had to get like, in the fucking face.
Bro, if you're getting.
I'm not saying, like, listen, one, I don't think I'll be in that situation.
You don't know what situation you're going to be with in 5 years.
I know what fucking situation. I will not be in that situation.
You're in your fucking cuckold chair and you're watching your girl getting banged out. No, and he actually pulls out and nuts on you?
No, bro, that's not going to happen. Because there's not going to be a cuckold chair for Osai.
You don't know? You don't want to get the cuck chair, bro?
No, homie. What'd you say? We should take a what?
Nah, because if I get nutted on, there's going to be a murder.
Man, let's go. Down to go to Fetish Factory that one night.
Yeah, Fetish Factory Halloween Ball's coming up, too.
Oh, you going?
I have a friend
who's working there, so.
At Goldfinger?
Hug it up.
Huh?
At Goldfinger? No,
it's not going to be at Goldfinger anymore. They have a new club.
Oh,
is
it?
Is Goldfinger still open?
Goldfinger is still open.
Yes, but no, they have a new spot someplace in downtown. I got the invite.
Downtown Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad.
Or like Oakland. It's like around Oakland. Yeah.
They did Miami like one time, like a couple of years back, and I was not a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, word.
Huh? No, not Trapeze. We're talking about Fetish Factory.
Nah, man, I got a friend who works for that shit, so I was thinking of going.
So back to the monogamy. And monogamous. So nobody in here really believes in monogamy. Like,
no, not like hardcore. Not hardcore. Nah.
Everybody believes in right here. Let's just talk about and we said like marriages could be anything. Like, you know, marriage does not mean monogamy. We're just talking about the
arrangement that you have with the person that
exactly.
you love.
So what would your, and I'm going to get everybody's opinion on this, what would your vow say?
Lisa.
God damn. Pass that shit like a football.
What would your vows be?
Like you're getting married.
You're getting married.
Yeah.
You know, and they said like, what would your vows say? Like, real quick. It doesn't have to be like long. Just like what, you know, because they have like, you know, till death do us part, with honor, love, respect. What would you put in or take out? Or what would your vows say? All right, what do you think about it? Let's go with Craig. What do you got, Craig?
Honestly, like, listen, I don't really remember the original vows anymore. But like, in sickness and in health, till death do us. But like, I'm okay. Like, none of that says, hey, don't fuck nobody else. Like, none of that's really impinging on
for
your
richer
freedom,
or for
right?
poor.
For richer or for poor. Like that's, yeah, just stick with me. Like, times may be good, times may get bad. Just don't leave me. Just don't leave me.
You'll do anything.
And I'll stay with you. Like, we got each other's back. Those are good vows. And then when we die and we pass on to the astral plane, we can go and, like, fuck fifth dimensional creatures. It'll be great. I don't have a problem with that.
I'm Googling marriage vows, sorry.
Yeah, please do, because I'm only thinking of the in sickness and in health and the shit. Yeah, the religious one.
I take whatever. Take I.
I take this bitch. No, I'm just kidding. Don't say
like,
that.
I, Craig, take thee, Richard.
Whoa.
To be my wedded wife or husband, to have and to hold for this day, from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish till death do us part. According to God's.
Nope, that whole last part can go. Don't give a fuck about that.
There too, I pledge thee my faith.
Yeah, besides that last part.
You like the traditional stuff, but you are not going to be traditional in your marriage.
I'm not.
So then what about it would you...
But I always have sentimental feelings to me, of course.
But what I was saying, so what would you...
I would definitely write my own vows, and it would just be personal.
Like what? What would you put in or what would you take out? That's what we want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
Another person, you know, just be there all the time where I'm at my lowest and at my darkest. You know, pull me up when I'm trying to learn to be respectful loyalty, my honor, my respect.
You know, the funny thing is, as I'm reading these vows.
My flaws and insecurities.
Yeah.
Love me throughout all of that, and I will do the
same. Oh, yeah, continue to love me as my body continues to change as I grow. Okay, yeah.
And, you know, it would be more personal.
Rick?
But, yeah, I don't think I would involve anything with death.
Till death do us part?
Oh, okay. You know what? Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's a good one.
Rick?
Getting all mushy over here.
Yeah, I like that one. No. Lisa, that's a good one. I like that.
I mean, to keep it, like, generic, like, you know,
Maybe.
I'd specify, you know, depending on the person, but, like, just general senses is, like, respect me as I respect you, love me as I love you. We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Oh, my God. You put the YOLO in your fucking marriage vows?
I mean...
No, that's not a good idea. Sorry, don't do that.
We're here for a good time, not a long time. So let's enjoy the ride. Let's have fun at the adventures and smile.
That is the millennial marriage vows, bro. That shit is sad and depressing.
I mean, that's pretty generic. It's not. What do you mean?
I don't see it as millennial.
Respect, like, give mutual respect, mutual love.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Correct, because... Our lives are short, man.
Our lives are 100 years
is nothing compared to the history of mankind. Mm-hmm. 100 years is nothing.
Not even compared to the history of like life on this earth.
Exactly. I'm just using mankind. Yeah, and that's still like it's a blink.
Oxygen breathing. animals.
Listen, man. We live in a blink. So if we live in a blink, we need to enjoy the time that we have here, man. Like. Don't get caught up on the negative stuff. Learn to enjoy your life. Learn to be happy and smile.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, just real fast.
For me, I would have to put in something about the date. Like, every day I would wake up and we'll work on love and we'll work on respect and we'll work on honoring each other.
Mm.
Of all the creatures on this planet, we have the most stable lifespans. Most creatures don't live for very long time. I mean, look at the cicadas. They have a life cycle of 17 years, most of which is spent underground, only for them to wake up screaming about sex and then for them to quickly die again. We live a fair... Like, if people who've owned dogs, like, to dogs, we are elven creatures.
Yeah.
While they continue to age and grow old, we age extremely slowly. So it is very much in how you look upon your life. It is your perspective that... adds length to how long you're going to live and how much you're going to contribute to it.
But also to remember, dogs have a very short memory. I mean, they have a long memory for trauma, but they do have a very short memory.
Right. Well, this is true. And it's life can be hard. Mm-hmm. Life can be hard and it can be absolutely brutal. And to be able to speak to someone and be like, listen, there is a possibility that, hey, we might fall out of love. That could possibly happen, but I'd love to at least try. Mm-hmm. Try to stick around.
Just put it in their mouth, man.
Hold on to this. Hold on to this.
Hold this, please. Hold my dick.
That's simple.
I'm okay with that, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I like to think of it like I said. For me, it's definitely going to be part business decision in some sense, as well as honoring the love, the feeling of love, and also honoring the respect.
Fucking Osai is going to get married in a conference room with like a business suit on. Be like, okay, mm-hmm, sign on the line. Here we go.
Because I said business first?
Yes.
Let's not. Hold on.
I was like, oh!
That's the wrong button, man.
One of the reasons that I think we as people of color
mm-hmm.
don't excel
mm-hmm.
because we don't think about it in that sense.
About marriage as a business?
Yes.
I mean, marriage is absolutely a business
but
contract.
About building generational wealth.
Wow.
100% on that.
So if you can't go into it and be like, listen, what is... your credit score? What is your debt? What are the things that we're going to work on together? What are we going to leave for the next generation? What are we going to leave to our kids? If we don't have that mindset going into it, I don't want to be in that relationship.
How do we get back around to arranged marriages? Because that is exactly what you're describing.
I'm not saying like it doesn't have to be arranged. I'm just saying like that mindset or that thought process should be a part of the equation.
I mean,
like it's great to get. I think so many people get married for the fairy tale of it, because we see it in Disney movies and we see it everywhere, and everything's love, 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 love. Mm-hmm. And love is great. Like love is motivation. You wake up and you watch the Tony Horton video and you're like, yes, I'm going to do this and blah, 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 blah. And then a month later, you're like, the fuck? I'm not rolling out of bed. This shit sucks. I don't want to do this. Da, 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 da. You have to go into it a mindset of what is the work that I'm going to put in? What are the goals are we going to achieve together? Because I think that's what happens a lot of breaks. You have that magical time. You have mm-hmm. that. It's like the post-nut clarity of being in love. You have that 6-month window of everything's being great. Same thing, after you get married, you have a 6-month window of like, oh, I love this person. They're the best thing in the world. I mean, blah, 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 blah. But then when you have to look at the reality of the situation, if you're like, shit, we have like this insurmountable death. We do this amazing wedding and we're $50,000. We start out $50,000 in debt. How the fuck? No. No, thank you.
I mean, that is...
What are we going to leave for our kids? If you're not thinking about like, all right, we're going to have kids. Kids are going to go to college. How are we going to pay for that college? If we don't start thinking about that as the kids are young or before you have kids, it's going to sneak up on you. And all of a sudden, it's going to be like, bam, how are you going to pay for college? Well, you better get a scholarship. And then you recreate that cycle again, because then your kid goes into student loan debt that they're going to be suffering paying off for like ever and ever and ever. Then they get married and they're going to be like, oh, I'm married to somebody with $300,000 in debt just starting off before the wedding. Let's make this work.
I mean, in terms of, this is a whole very, very deep podcast. When it comes to generational
wealth. Well, I had to make it deep. I mean, we were funny and laughing.
Bring down the goddamn room.
I had to exert my power, my influence.
Do you see this motherfucker over here?
No.
You know what? You lose button privileges for that one.
Absolutely
fuck out of here.
Not.
We're over the hour, by the way, homies.
All right. We're going to have to cut it, because this whole conversation could be an entirely different episode.
You know what? That's like the next episode. We're talking about generational wealth.
Yeah.
Arranged marriages we're talking about.
One, I agree with generational wealth. I believe it is definitely something that black people do sleep on.
There are a lot of roadblocks that are keeping you outside of whatever your marriage arrangement is going to be.
Better get a fucking Tonka truck and start clearing out those roadblocks, homeboy.
And we're going to talk about every one of them here on the D-Squad podcast. Come on. Say yes to the topic.
One of the biggest things is, like I said, those fucked up ass, like, I love watching, I mean, I don't. Actually, I hate watching those things about weddings and bridezillas and all that sort of stuff, because you're spending all this money to impress people that don't even give a flying fuck about you. It became a party for everybody else. I'm just sorry. Yeah.
I'm just going to show up with my husband.
Are we going to have to do a part two?
We are definitely going to have to do a part two.
We're going to have to do a part two. Like dried cum.
What the fuck?
Part two is coming next week.
Yeah, we're doing part two of this shit, because this is going to get fucking heavy, man.
I have no idea what you just said, man, but you got to tone that down. Take that down like 30%, Craig.
Don't you put that evil on me, bro. Don't you put that evil on me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so... Cool thing now is that we are all over the place. You can find us now on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, my man, on
iTunes. Yes, we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. Google Podcasts.
We're everywhere, bro.
We're on Samsung. So make sure you guys share this to your friends. Get out there. Somehow we got to get in these mansplaining questions, but we're definitely going to do a part two, I guess. We're going to go generational. Well, we'll talk about marriage and generational wealth.
Hell yeah. Part two of this shit. Fuck yeah.
And on that note, guys, ladies and gentlemen, that kills it for this edition of the
D-Squad.
See you guys in the next one.
Peace. Marriage is a scam. Don't buy diamonds.
Oh, my God.